Case number 10724, Verlesen and Walter Kutowski, east of Church Street, west of Atlantic Avenue, being lot 20, block A, within Washington Heights Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Francois Verlesen, 110 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. About a year ago, we bought this property on Atlantic Avenue, and we've been coming down to Rehoboth area for the past 28 years for our summer vacations, and finally managed to find a property we could afford to buy on Atlantic Avenue. It's a beach cottage that was fairly run down. It had been a rental unit for many, many years, and it had been basically neglected. So for the past year, we've basically spent the time renovating the property and making improvements to it. Mm-hmm. And the uniqueness of the property is that we put a shed over where there was an existing shed. We looked at pictures that our neighbors had given to us and said there was a shed over here, and we actually saw a footing of it and put a new shed on top of that particular location. In addition to that, we also put in a barbecue area and originally had put a pergola on it. But it was very hot in the summertime of the sun, so we actually put a sunroof over it, which goes right up against the fence line. And the fence line is actually 3 inches width inside the property feature. And we had to put the barbecue area where it was because there was a pool there, and we had to be 10 feet away from the pool because of the electrical that we had in the barbecue area. The actual property itself, and when we talked to our neighbors next door, the Culvers, they were like, oh, no, not a problem, this just looks fine. Could we have developed this property and put the barbecue area where it was? No, we don't have enough space in the backyard for us to be able to do that. Is the variance necessary for us for reasonable use of this property? Yes, again, because we had to move the barbecue pit 10 feet away from the pool. The effects on the surroundings, has it altered the neighborhood? No, we believe it has actually enhanced the neighborhood and increased the adjacent value of the homes. And we have actually 19 signatures that our neighbors have signed together with two letters in support of it. And we also have here present Reverend Dr. Bill Matheson and Joanne Greer, who are our neighbors, who are here to support this variance. And will the variance substantially permanently impair the appropriate use of development of the adjacent property? No, and we have our actual neighbor who actually, the Culvers, who are exactly right next door where this sunroof sits, supporting us. And will it be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible for the regulation? Yes, because we can't do it any other way when we put this thing up. And is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. And we weren't aware. We thought the whole block is actually zoned commercial, so we thought we could actually put everything up right against the fence line. So we were unaware of what we had to do.
When was the shed placed on the property?
This summer.
And the barbecue area was finished when? Same time?
Same time. Mm-hmm.
Did you obtain permits for those?
No, we didn't. We didn't know we needed to, especially for the shed, because we were just putting it right where the old shed was. And I did not know that we needed that for the barbecue area.
Future reference, you should know that any structure you put on a property, you need a permit. And the primary reason, one of the reasons for that, not necessarily the primary, but one of the reasons is the permit lists what the setback requirements are. So had you applied for a permit, you would have known that. Have they applied for a permit since?
No, they have to. They're not permitted yet, pending this case.
And it's this time. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I have another question. Who built the shed?
We did.
build it yourselves? And you built the barbecue as well?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions?
Hearing no other questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here?
Mr. Chairman, there's two letters in favor and plus 19 signatures submitted in favor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry.
I have a letter that was in opposition. It's pretty lengthy. I can
summarize it.
Summarize, if you would, please.
It's from Ed Albers, and I am the representative, I'm reading the letter, for Wolf Properties, located at Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. I am writing concerning the notice of public hearing for a variance posted on Atlantic Avenue regarding two accessory building structures. And the reasons for his opposition are explained below, that there is no exceptional hardship nor evidence of reasonable hardship for the necessity of an outdoor kitchen. This outdoor kitchen is strictly a luxury, and there is no exceptional hardship nor hardship for the necessity to construct a roof above the outdoor kitchen. There is no evidence the roof structure is required for the functionality or protection of the kitchen. That's basically, and also for the shed, there's no exceptional hardship, more evidence of reasonable hardship for the necessity of the shed. He believes they acted with intent constructing accessory structures in the setbacks as Norton County rules. And why would the building take place after hours? Why would the building permit remain in the window of the home after the CO? He just opposes the variance request.
Can you address the standards for granting a variance? Either I didn't hear it or I missed how you address not created by the applicant. Can you address that again?
I'm sorry.
When you address the standards for granting a variance, I either missed or you didn't address the standard of not having been created by the applicant?
Oh, no, it was created by me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,724 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,724 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement.
Okay.
What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10,725, Gary and Janine Malinowski, north of Route 54, west of Blue Teal Road, being lot 13, block B, within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Name and address.
Bruce Stair, 38222 Lookout Lane, Shelbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here this evening. My name's Bruce Stair. I'm with Ocean Tide Homes. I'm here this evening on behalf of the Malinowskis, who are seeking a variance from their side yard setback requirement. The requested variance would reduce the side yard setback on the north side of the property from 10-foot to 5-foot. In this 5-foot setback, the Malinowskis would also like to locate the HVAC units, propane tank, and a set of steps and a stoop coming out of the rear door of the new home. Request that the board consider the following. The Malinowski's property is unique in that it's a narrow lot, 40 foot wide and 100 foot deep. The side yard setback variance or request is similar to the setback variances granted in the Swankies neighborhood in the past. The effect on the surroundings, the requested variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There are numerous homes in the Swankies neighborhood with 5 foot side yard setbacks. The requested variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development and will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The extent of the variance request is necessary to afford relief due to the narrow lot size. The neighborhood was initially created for single-wide mobile homes. The current trend is for many of the property owners to replace their aged single-wide mobile homes with new larger homes. For these reasons, we request that the board grant the variance requested. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to also add that the there's an existing existing variance on the property for 3 foot. The existing home that we're removing is 3 foot from the property line. The variance was granted in 2004.
Oh, okay.
Does this drawing show the existing and the dotted line?
The dotted line is the building restriction line. I do happen to have an existing plan here, if that would help you.
The application, okay. I see that now. There's actually two variance requests on the side yard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall you addressing the standards of cannot otherwise be developed or not created by the applicant.
I guess this request is created by the applicant. Again, with the existing variance being 3 foot, we felt that the 5 foot was not unreasonable.
Further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. Do you sell homes that are more narrow in width?
Yes, definitely.
How much less so?
Basically, whatever width homeowner would request.
Yeah.
The new home is 24 foot wide.
Mr. Mills?
So there is a home that you sell that would meet the setback requirements?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,725 under advisement.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,725 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case also, sir, has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office in the morning after 9.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 10,726, Beatrice Oliver, Elwood Oliver, and Annie Oliver, north of Road 261, Sweetbriar Road, south of Road 88, Cave Neck Road. A variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. If you want to just look at that and pass it down.
Name and address, please.
Beatrice Oliver, 16891 Sweetbriar Road.
Lewis?
Lewis.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Should I?
What's your name?
Kevin Smith.
An attorney?
I am not an attorney.
Then you do need to be sworn. And your address?
Kevin Smith, 413 Spruce Street, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're going to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm a friend of the family. My name's Kevin Smith. I work for an engineering company here in Georgetown, but I am here on behalf of Miss Oliver to help her through the process. I'm the one that submitted the exhibits that you see, the photographs, the drawings, to help on her behalf. And as if you've looked at the photographs and the drawings, it shows that the existing home, which was built in the 60s by her father, her late father, it was built over the current setbacks significantly. It's also a small home that's in disrepair, of course, since it was built over 50 years ago. She'd like to replace that home with a modular of a standard 28 by 60 size. But according to planning and zoning, because of the shape of the property and the location, it has two road frontages. So it must have a 40-foot from each side, each roadside, and 10-foot on the side setback. Most normal homes could not be built because of the shape of the property. You could only fit a 24 by 24 home or a 16 by 38 shaped home. So you couldn't even fit a single wide home within those setbacks, which, because of the size, would also need a variance. This property meets the standards for relief, and I'll go over those. The uniqueness, the property is at an intersection to two county roads. Therefore, there are two front yard setbacks. This property is only 12,302 square feet and is shaped similar to a triangle, as you can see on the drawings. The existing dwelling was built in the 1960s by Mr. Elwood Oliver, deceased. An addition was placed also by Mr. Oliver in the late 70s. Each activity was done prior to the current zoning ordinances. The possibility of development. Conformity cannot occur due to the size, shape, and the current zoning ordinances. A variance is necessary to allow the applicant to remove a substandard dwelling and place a dwelling suitable for the applicant. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property size was created prior to current zoning regulations, as well as regulations for wells and septic systems. Placement of a new structure, as shown on the plans, will allow for the applicant to bring the well and septic system into compliance with the current regulations. Effect on surroundings. Newer homes have been built or placed adjacent to the property. Newer home would bring the property into character with its surroundings. The current home does not. In the attached photographs, it shows adjacent homes that have been constructed since this building was placed on the property. The new home would be a benefit to the adjacent properties and will not impair their uses. The new home would not be detrimental to the welfare of the public. As seen on the attached drawing, the property does not encroach any further toward the roadways than the existing home. The existing home, as it sits on the setbacks, is right now is 18 feet from County Road 261 and 20 feet from County Road 88. In the proposed drawing, we're now at 21 feet from the property lines on Road 261 and 30 feet from Road 88, which again puts it 3 foot further on 261 and 10 foot further from the roadway on County Road 88. So placing the new structure would actually bring it closer to the current setbacks rather than as the existing structure is close to the road. So we're bringing it further into the property as opposed to out.
Okay.
And The extent of the variance, the modification minimizes the variance, but with the logical placement of a structure on the property, with the well, septic, and setbacks, is not to hinder adjacent properties. A variance is required, as shown on the attached drawings. As I stated earlier, there's only 1,200, roughly 1,270 square feet in the setback area, which is shaped like a triangle. It makes it difficult to try to place a standard rectangle or square building. Property size is roughly over a quarter of an acre. And as seen on those drawings, you can tell how when it comes to a point, the setback virtually disappears with 40 and 40 from each roadway. And the photos that I submitted, they're of adjacent properties. They're of the existing home. Also did the interior of the home. I also submitted, architectural variations of the interior of the home, showing the sizes of the rooms. Two of the bedrooms are very small. One of them is only 7.5 feet wide. And as you can see in some of the photos, you can barely fit beds and furniture inside those rooms. And again, each room is fairly small. It's a cut-up home, and it was created, 50 years ago. Right now, currently, the roof has been damaged. One of the bathrooms doesn't work. It's been completely gutted, so it doesn't even work. There's also the flooring in the home is from 1960, and Ms. Oliver has placed carpeting over it, but it's uneven, and it has a possibility of structurally failing.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Bertman?
No.
Mr. Hanson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
The proposed dwelling, is that stick-built or modular?
It's going to be a modular home. And the photographs and the drawing that are shown are an example of a home that she may purchase to place on the property. We have a 15-foot setback on the eastern portion. If the home is going to be a little bit wider or a little bit longer, we may have to move the home closer to that eastern setback, which currently shows 15 feet. We can move it and be within the setbacks to 10 feet. So we're trying to leave a little bit of room so that when she does decide, or if she is given the variance, granted the variance, that she has some flexibility when searching for that home.
And it would be modular, not double wide.
It's going to be a probably a double wide.
Double wide.
And what size is the lot?
It's 12,302 square feet.
Which is not 3/4 acre.
No.
Therefore, you would need a variance for double. You would need a variance. For double wide to be placed there, you need a variance, and this board, since the ordinance changed, has been very reluctant to approve that. So a suggestion would be that if it is approved, that you stick to modular. Because a modular home could be put on this property because it's limited in size.
And modular is basically, according to planning and zoning, what is their definition of modular? Pitch roof?
The easiest definition, I believe, is without wheels.
It doesn't have a serial number.
Yes.
So even a permanent foundation doesn't?
No.
No.
Okay.
It has to be a modular.
It'd be a modular.
You need, several years ago, you needed five acres or more to put any type of either single or double wide mobile home on a property, and many were granted in less than 5 acres. So the ordinance was changed a few years back to allow double wides to be placed on 3/4 acre or more.
Okay.
But a modular home would fit this use if it's approved.
Okay.
Okay. Just wanted to forewarn you and keep that in mind. And again, the board, as far as double wides, have not typically approved such a request. But I will say, Mr. Smith, you've represented your friend very well, and we appreciate you addressing the standard so well.
Yeah, good job.
I was not aware of the modular manufacturer or the difference in definitions as far as the size of the properties.
I didn't think you were, and that's why I brought that up.
They are similar. They just, the modular doesn't have a serial number.
Okay. And most manufactured home companies could explain that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Any further questions? And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one.
I do have a letter that's been submitted in favor from Doris Sturgis.
Thank you. One letter in favor. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, there's no question that there's a very much a uniqueness to this property. And again, I think the applicant has addressed all of the standards very well. I think it's a prime example of a property that needs a variance and meets the standard. So I'd make a motion and we approve case number 10,726.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,726. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Case number.